Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. Tonight on the conversation, can you believe it? Sorry, but no more Oprah Winfrey's and, who else can I say? You know, like Whoopi Goldberg's. You're not getting these Medal of Honor winners, you know, like, we're actually getting people that deserve them in the military. These Medal of Honor awards. I want to get into that. It's amazing. Finally, certain participants in Michigan's food stamp program will now begin having to work up with some community service in order to keep the benefits. What a concept. Yes, it is. Well, it's brand new. It just came up that now they're going to start mandating 18 to 45-year-olds. Yeah, Yep, it's a brand new article. Nope. Michigan to enforce work requirements for select food stamp recipients. Published one day ago via Fox News. And I have double checked my sources on that, so I'll get into that. An associate professor at Georgetown University sent out a graphic tweet about GOP senators. I'll get into what he said something's got to happen to him. No. Oh, wow. There is actually a request from a Republican nominee for U.S. Senate to have people investigate the abuse allegations of Keith Ellison. Demanding it, just like there is a lady now that's demanding the FBI investigate Bill Clinton, one of the people that says that this happened. I want to get into that, because if they're going to go after Brett Kavanaugh, they're going to go after.
Did you hear the newest thing about Brett Kavanaugh, the Hawaii senator who told every man to sit down and shut up and take it? Okay, apparently Brett Kavanaugh got into a fight at a bar and maybe possibly threw a piece of ice. She wants an FBI investigation on the ice. Yeah.
And I don't think they can. I think they...
They went back to his high school. This he did in college. What makes you think they can't?
Because I was told that this was the last investigation they were going to do into him before they voted.
She just called this today.
Yeah, but that's what... I could be wrong, but I thought...
I didn't think that they were going to do this one.
Oh, I was under the understanding that Trump put a thing in that this was the only allegation they could bring forth against him.
Honey, I didn't even think we would even be this far.
Well, this was after that. This was... See, I guess that's
what...
You're
not getting what I'm saying.
I'm confused because that's...
Honey, I wouldn't hold my breath. Anything's possible. If they can stretch it out this far to get a seventh investigation...
Trump called for it. This one they're doing right now, Trump called for that one. My wife can confuse me because I was understanding that...
What I'm saying is it is ridiculous for this FBI to be going on, period. Much less if they can drag. I know what Trump said. I don't care right now. That's not in the mix. That's not what I'm even thinking about. What I'm saying is, this is a new thing today that she's wanting them to extend this into looking in the ice.
Because that's what I guess. Last week I said that I thought that as soon as this get Brett Kavanaugh thing gets investigated, once this, he's cleared, they're just going to keep adding things. No, exactly. Trump said that they can't do that. So that's what I'm saying. But I don't know.
We'll see.
We'll see. Because I was the one that said last week that they were just going to, as soon as one was cleared, they were going to add another one. Right when this was cleared, they're just going to keep adding, adding, and adding until like 6 years from now.
I think Feinstein wants them to go back and check out all these rulings against Roe versus Wade and gun control.
Oh, I know.
She was complaining about that today.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I look at it like this, folks. They want to control you. They want to own you. Get over it. That's the problem. And we're trying to stand up for our freedoms. I also want to get into many other stuff, and also the Manchester United and Jose Mourinho and all that. So welcome to the conversation. I hope you're a part of. And Proverbs 12:25 says, "Worry weighs a person down, and encouraging words cheer a person up." I need that, surely, because, you know, working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, it seems like, and doing the conversation. And just an update so that you all understand, there will be no Thursday conversation, just so you know. I'm leaving for a wedding after working, like, 6 days a week for, like, the last, like, 6 or 8 weeks. It's nice to have 4 days off to go to a wedding. But thank you so much for tuning in. And Trump awards a Medal of Honor to a Staff Sergeant Ronald Schurfer. Yes, this is not Oprah Winfrey. This is not a celebrity. This is not Ellen DeGeneres. This is an actual U.S. Army medic and Green Beret who saved soldiers' lives during battle with terrorists in Afghanistan in 2008. I want to first and foremost, on behalf of all my listeners, thank you for your service. Thank you for what you have done to this country and to make it safe. I want to thank you. It's just, I can't thank them enough. I wish I could have served, but because of my muscle issue, I would have found out a lot sooner. I can't, but I wish I could have. But it's just to see someone like that actually deserving of the award, getting it, it's just amazing. It is. It just gets right to the heart, you know, to see someone that sacrifices and gives up everything so that we can have and we can be free. They don't go there. Well, I'm gonna make sure that I get no. They do it. They just do what they do. They just do what they're trained and they're taught to do, and out of that comes that. I have a friend that kind of goes. I have a buddy of mine that feels like people abuse that. Like he's one of those people. Like, yeah, it should be. It's nice when people recognize me and thank me for my service, but when there are military people that believe everything should just be handed to them because they served, oh, I shouldn't have to pay for anything. Everything should just be given to me. I shouldn't have to do anything. You know, you should just open the door for me, throw out the red carpet everywhere I go. And he goes, some people abuse that privilege of everything should just be given to them because they served. And he feels bad about that because he goes, I don't expect it everywhere I go. If I go to a restaurant, if you're going to give me 10% off or whatever because I'm a military, that's fine. If not, I'm fine with that. I'm not trying to just have stuff handed to me and given to me. And, you know, like in Chicago, if you're a cop, you can get donuts at Dunkin' Donuts for free. And, you know, heck, if I could eat donuts and I was a cop in Chicago, I'd spend my 8-hour shift at Dunkin' Donuts. You know, some people, you know, but it's just, I mean, these guys selfishly do what they do to protect us. It's amazing that, you know, we're finally getting back to giving these awards to the people that really deserve it. I'm going to get into this one because this is very interesting. And some states are starting to do this, but Michigan is going to enforce work requirements for select food stamp recipients. Now, certain participants in Michigan food stamp programs need to begin working or performing community service in order to maintain their benefits, according to a new policy enacted in the state on Monday. Under the program instituted by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, MDHHS, each individual between the ages of 18 and 49 are considered able-bodied. They have three months to find a job before losing his or her benefits. Those affected need to go to job training, volunteer, or work a median of 20 hours per week each month in order to maintain benefits. And I think it's great that we, because I think there should be some benefits for people that work 40 hours a week and can't make ends meet, that we have programs to help them, not enable them, not like, well, hey, I'm not going to work, I'm just going to still get benefits. I mean, Amazon came out today, and of course, Bernie Sanders praised the CEO of wanting to, he's going to make their minimum wage $15 an hour, but he's putting his support to actually increasing the minimum wage federally. I'm really the only person that I hear talking about making the dollar more valuable. So that we can have the jobs we have with the income we have and have a decent wage. Wouldn't that make, you know, instead of, why stop at 15? Why isn't Amazon, why not $40 an hour? Why not be wealthy? Why not $60 an hour? I should write them and say, yeah, I've considered working at Amazon, but I think you should pay $60 an hour. I want to be wealthy. But that's just me, you know. I'm a greedy, selfish person. But that's me, you know. I'm the only one talking about making money more valuable. But that's how this, no one wants to talk about that. But we need to support higher wages. I remember one time where I worked, they didn't want to give. We had to cut back on things because since the federal minimum wage went up, we had to pay people more. And some places factor the income based on what they can pay. Okay, this is what we can pay you based on, you know, and there were several locally, they said there were several bowling alleys that they would have to cut back substantially on their employees. And like, yeah, you may get $15 an hour, but you're going to lose three employees and you're going to have to do all that work. Because we can't afford to pay $15 an hour. That's why at the bowling alley we pay $8. But that's, people don't think about stuff like that. Like small businesses that some can't necessarily afford $15 an hour. Don't think about. And something you should think about. I mean, this is just kind of despicable. I want to move on, folks. Because this is the problem we deal with in this world. We have a Georgetown professor who says that white GOP senators deserve miserable deaths at their Kavanaugh hearing. Like they were bullying these poor, innocent, these women were abused and gang raped and all this stuff. And now these GOP senators that are standing behind them, how dare they? They need to rot and burn in hell. Miserable deaths. Okay. Wow. I want to hear a conservative get away with that one. That wouldn't happen. That'd be on every liberal media outlet for 45 minutes of the hour. How dare they do that? It's just ridiculous. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, it's good to know. But yeah, I mean, I don't get that. I mean, that's just like wrong. I mean, we do not support Obama, but did you see us burning cars or threatening? No, we had rallies where we said, hey, you know, we don't. And you know who was at those rallies? People from other countries who had government-run health care. And guess what? They had people paid there to try to antagonize, to make us look bad. It didn't work. That's the problem. It's GOP that are the same ones. It's these liberals that want to make America great by trashing buildings and breaking GOP offices. Just look at the inauguration of Trump and all the vandalism done. Now, what's wrong with Trump? Is the unemployment rate for blacks, is that what you don't like? Is it the fact that the stock market's doing great? Is it the fact that we're bringing back manufacturing jobs? Is it the fact that he got rid of NAFTA and he's got a better USMCA plan that actually keeps products built here? I mean, what is it about Trump that you don't like? Because he actually got criticized for saying, basically, what do you have to lose, blacks? 95% of blacks vote Democrat. They have the lowest unemployment, the lowest housing ownership. Their communities are usually falling apart. Their schools are not as good. They lack a lot of the same funding. They're far from equal when it comes to communities and schools and unemployment rate and housing ownership. They're the lowest. But guess what? They vote Democrat 95% of the time. 95% of them. They're starting to realize, hey, guess what? We voted for Trump, and look, we had the lowest unemployment rate. Now, there's probably some blacks that hate that because, crap, now I'm going to actually have to work to get my benefits. I'm not going to just sit at home on the couch and have my chili cheese Fritos and my Colt 45. Well, smoking my cool. They're going to actually have to work. Oh, no, thank you, Big Tobacco, for having me write K-O-O-L for cool every time. I just did. I could, but then that's just that's what makes me different, folks. But hey. But we live in a totally different world. But I mean, what they try to do, but the problem is, but that's the left. They try to find any little damn thing. They will be there the end of his eighth year in presidency, trying to come up with anything. I mean, there's evidence that they're looking into allegations that there's all kinds of. What were they claiming? That there's shady tax schemes And he raked millions from his father's businesses. Anything to try to get him. Because Democrats don't want the high stock market. I told someone this today. I said, okay, well, so if Hillary Clinton was president, you wouldn't be praising the high stock market, because the stock market is at record highs. They wouldn't be praising her for that. Sure they would. Why aren't they praising Trump about it? So you don't want the stock market to be at record highs? Because it is. You don't want unemployment at record lows? Because it is. They'd be praising Hillary Clinton if the blacks had that low of an unemployment rate. If unemployment rate was that low, all the things that are going good with Trump, they'd be praising. They wouldn't be praising it if it was Hillary, because it wouldn't have been happening. She would be making sure that she's wealthy while you're not. See, there's tons of jobs coming back. The problem is you have this debate between getting more money in your paycheck or making the dollar more valuable. You know, no one talks about making Mexico great. Why not? Why not make Mexico great so that they can go, what everyone talks about, we need to let them in here. Open borders. You know, everyone talks about $15 an hour minimum wage. Why not make $10 an hour be valuable? So that if you make $12 an hour, hey, you have a good living. I'd love to be able to go to a dealership and buy a four-wheel drive Jeep for $10,000 or a Ford Mustang for $5,000. It's never going to happen. That's because liberals want Venezuela in America. They want you to play food price roulette. Do I buy the eggs now, or do I wait and risk them going up $15 in one day? Hyperinflation. Tick tock. That's the problem. I want to have a valuable dollar. I want to be able to sit there and say, see this quarter, I've got $3 worth of melt value in this thing. It's worth something. That's why people take those old 64 and older quarters and they hoard them. Because they have a lot of value in them because of the silver in them. Just like all 1981 and older pennies, and some of the 82 pennies are 95% copper and they have a 2 cent melt value. People used to collect them. I used to see videos all the time on YouTube where people built contraptions that were able to sort out pennies, and they would buy $1,000 worth of pennies, and they would sort out all the copper ones, and then turn them all, cash all those in, and then end up with, like, let's say $500, and then until they had just to, because hey, I've got all these pennies. That's what I always laugh about, because there are people that have like $10,000 in quarters and stuff, and they turn them in to buy a car. I'm like, if I was that dealership, I'd say, well, yeah, but if I worked at that dealership and said, yeah, it might take us some time, but we need to look at all these quarters, because you may have something in there that's worth something. You may have some, you never know. Especially the people that collected the quarters over years and years and years. You know, like 30 years I've been collecting quarters, because you may have some, you might be able to pull out some silver ones. And I mean, that guy probably could have given $100 in silver quarters. And then, you know, whatever the silver price is, he probably, I mean, things people don't think about. I love coins, so I'm always like, well, hey, he may have had a double stamp 55 penny. Or maybe a million to one coin and have a copper 1934. Because they only minted them for like a tiny bit before they started to save the copper for the war effort. Yes. Thing to come after Trump. Anything to, you know, God forbid Trump actually makes this country great. God forbid stuff's actually going in the right direction. I mean, how about that? I mean, we got to go back to a society where just because it disagrees, it doesn't mean I hate you. And so many people won't, you know, it's just one of these, it's a different era. I mean, it's like the, like, I still remember, and I've said this before in the program, the one time when I let my friends, two of my friends, they borrowed the original Metal Gear for the Nintendo Entertainment System, the original one that had, like, the original, had, like, the Duck Hunt and Mario Brothers on the same game. And the one night we couldn't find them. Like, where were you guys? Oh, we played like 5 hours or 4 hours. We played Metal Gear. And I'm like, why would you want to do that? Why wouldn't you want to be outside? Because now you have to cheat. Now you have to tell kids, like, kids, you know, like, play 16. You know, you have to encourage kids to go outside. Today, know what hide and go seek is. Yeah, it's an outdoor game where you usually use the porch and you would just close your eyes and count to like 10 or 100, and then you had to go hide and you had to find them, and then you find out halfway through that people were sneaking and hiding in spots that were technically out of bounds, and kids probably wouldn't even know what that was. What, you actually went outside and played? Wow. You didn't, so you didn't, like, what do you, no, there was no iPad, there was no iPhone. The only way you had an iPad is if you, when I was a kid, is if you took, like, a maxi pad and you put some, like, eyes from, like, the craft store on there. There was no technology back then. And we actually went out and did stuff. I mean, it's totally different. You know, in my when I grew up, you didn't have people wanting other on their application. Well, see, I'm not really a man or a woman. You know, I'm a giraffe, and I want to be able to. You know, you don't have to list every single thing we can be. Just put other, and then we can explain when we go to the job that, hey, I think I'm a giraffe. You know, I don't. You know, so, but then what do you call them? Because you wouldn't call them Mr. or Mrs. because would you consider is that a Mr. Giraffe and that's a Mrs. Giraffe, or, I don't know. I guess I'm glad I don't deal with that and think I'm a giraffe or an elephant or a chimpanzee or, Yes, what I'm doing is I'm having, like, you know how they do the hair transplants for the men so they can grow the hair? I'm getting that, but on my whole body, that way I can be a kitty cat. Don't worry, I'm in prison, and I'm trying to make sure that they pay for it out of your tax dollars. I don't know. I just grew up in a different era where the Second Amendment meant you had the right to bear arms to protect your family. First Amendment meant you had the right to speak your mind without fear of retribution. Someone could disagree with you, but hey, my wife, she disagrees with me. So what? I'm not going to sit there and attack her, and, you know, or vice versa. You have the right to wear a Reagan shirt without feeling like, oh, we're not going to serve you. You have a Reagan shirt on. You know, we didn't live in a society where you have a viewpoint of, okay, yeah, you have freedom of speech as long as you believe what liberals believe. I mean, if you want socialism, liberals, you got a one-way ticket to Venezuela. Here's an idea. Why don't liberals go down to Venezuela and do socialism right? Why don't you show the Venezuelan people how to do socialism, since they obviously didn't do it right, and that's why their economy collapsed, and that's why they had hyperinflation and everything went through the roof. And why don't you educate them on socialism, since they didn't do it right? What do you think about that one? I want to thank you so much for tuning in with about 28 minutes or so left in the program. Thank you for tuning into the program that I hope you feel a part of, and I really hope you do. I hope you wake up and realize what's going on. I mean, see the light. I mean, think about that one. The Dow Jones closes again at record highs. I mean, what more do you want? What more do you want in this world? Mike Pompeo is set to meet with Kim Jong-un on Sunday, the State Department announces. More talks with Korea. It's going in the right direction. We've got a long way to go, but hey, we're not giving millions of dollars to terrorist organizations that hate us and burn our American flag like Obama did to Iran. Mike Pompeo is actually in talks again with North Korea. And sanctions are still in place, and they're going to be in place, and we're going to ensure that stuff happens. We're not just going to all of a sudden poof, yep, we're just going to change. But God forbid, I guess the media and the left doesn't want us turning North Korea around. And, I guess they want Iran to have nuclear weapons. Now, this is crazy. But again, this is the world we live in. There are no boundaries when it comes to liberal artists criticizing and is criticized for depicting Kavanaugh's daughter in a cartoon. If this was a conservative doing a cartoon of Barack Obama's kids, all heck would break loose. Ritz cartoon depiction of 10-year-old Liz Kavanaugh praying at her bedside, saying like, "Dear God, forgive my angry, lying, alcoholic father for sexually assaulting Dr. Ford." You would never hear the end of that if that was towards Michelle Obama and Barack Obama's kids. You would never hear the end of it. But again, that's the world we live in. That's this liberal media world we live in, where they can do whatever they want, but, all these liberals can do what they want, but if a conservative doesn't, how dare you? Finally, a Minnesota Senate candidate calls on state to investigate Keith Ellison's domestic abuse allegations. Like, if you're going to go after Kavanaugh, she's saying, well, then you need to, she's going off. She's like, well, hey, if they don't go to investigate Keith Ellison's domestic abuse allegations, I'll get elected and I'll do it. I'll start the investigation. I'll make sure it happens. Finally, someone that's stepping up. Finally, someone's stepping up and saying, hey, we're going to fix something. But that's you know, it's finally we're starting to see some conservatives step up and say, hey, if you're going to do this to this person, you know, fair is fair. If you're gonna go after Kavanaugh, we need to go after these people that actually have proof. Kind of interesting to see someone finally step up and say, you know what, enough's enough. Because I think is Trump standing up and saying, "Huh, you ain't gonna bully me. Bring it." And people are starting to see that Trump is not taking it, and Trump's throwing it right back in their face. So they're starting to do the same thing. And I think that's a great thing that finally we're getting some conservatives that are having some balls instead of just, yeah, same old, no, starting to step up. So, it's crazy. I want to thank you again so much wherever you are around the world listening. And it's nice to see that people, if you don't know, if you're just joining me, folks, to the conversation, I'm talking about how Trump has a backbone, and now it's nice to see some of these conservatives step up and have a backbone. And I kind of think they see, well, look at all the positives that are happening when Trump's doing this. Maybe people will latch on to it if I do this. Hey, this happened. Hey, it's working. Look at all this good stuff happening to him. Let me do it and see if I can get some, you know, if I fight back. I mean, you should have been doing it a long time. You know, I mean, granted, it's nice to see you starting it now, but it should have been happening a long time ago. I mean, it's nice to see people like Kanye West come out and support the president. You know, I don't care what people think. Because look at the unemployment rates in blacks. Look at this. He's finally actually someone that's talking about the inner city, is doing something. And if you don't believe me, just look at those videos from Chicago where these black guys are going, let me tell you something. Show me a white Tea Party conservative Republican 50 miles of this place. You won't find one. This was when Obama was in office. I'll vote for anybody. But right now, no Democrat is showing me that I should vote for him. You can't blame us on, there's never been a Democrat. Wait a minute. Democrats have been the only one that's run this place. There's never been a conservative Tea Partier running this place, ever. It's one of those things that people don't people don't want to realize. These blacks don't want to realize that, wait a minute, I'm going to have to, all these years of believing these Democrats, I'm going to have to, like, say no, and maybe, no. Yeah, say no to the Democrats. Remember, they wanted you segregated. They wanted you slaved. They wanted to control. See, they got you as a slave just economically. It's just one of those things that, you know, the people that people are starting to wake up, and it's nice to see some black people actually coming out and saying, hey, thank you for what you've done. I wouldn't have thought about voting for you, but look at what you did. Look at this country going in the right direction. It's one of those amazing, amazing things that is going on. And it's a slow transformation process. Remember, this is 95% of black people and Mexicans and stuff voting year after year after year after year after year. And finally, people are starting to see the liberal media blame conservatives for all the problems in this country, and there's blacks that actually say, wait a minute here, okay, there ain't no white Tea Party. What the? I know they're lying. I know it now. Because, okay, when we get a white person around these folks, man, you in the, man, you need to go here, turn left, get on 8094, and just go. Man, you in the wrong hood. How it is. And it's nice to see that. It's nice to, but you still have these people that can't give Trump credit for anything. And 10 times out of 10, the truth will set any idiot free. Because you can't, the truth will win an argument against an idiot anytime. This is just amazing. They set up, this school set up a, this Idaho school set up a fake pep rally to reunite a dad with his son, who was on a 10-month deployment in return. That is just, it's just really cool to see that. Because being without your dad, I grew up with my dad that was not there. He was overseas working. And I remember he came home one time, and we were meeting him at the Purdue Airport, and he had a beard and hadn't shaved forever, and I didn't know who he was. I ran from him. And my dad lost it because I didn't recognize him, but he had a full beard. I mean, because when you're in, like, in Chad and Sudan and Saudi Arabia and stuff, and you didn't shave. He sacrificed a lot so I could have, so we could do. I take for granted what I just thought, hey, look at this life we have. And now when you look back and you realize the sacrifices he made and Melissa's dad made fighting for this country and serving this country and working what they did and driving the hour to work every day. And my dad being gone 6 months, 8 months at a time overseas and getting to Chicago O'Hare and then having a first-class plane ticket back because he had to go right back. Mom, where's dad? Oh, he got called right back there. And this is back in the day when, okay, here's his phone number. If you need to get a hold of him, if it's an emergency, call this number. And within a day, we should be able to contact him and get a hold of him for him to call you. It's not like today where you sit there and you FaceTime and hope, okay, let me, you know, where you have phones. We had wireless communication back then. It was called prayer. And there were many nights I cried myself to say, where is he? Why isn't he here? Why, you know, but my dad did what he did. But it's a different world we live in. I mean, now, I mean, back then you could sit there and you had toy guns that looked like guns. Now they're like pink and purple and orange. That way they cannot be mistaken for any way possible, an actual real gun. Stupid teenage idiots will try to rob a store with a toy gun and then they get shot with a real one. Because then, no, let me tell you something, buddy. You hold up a store with a candy bar, pretending it's a gun, they're going to get you for robbery, period. Oh, I thought that robbery with the candy bar, oh, I thought you had to have a gun. Okay, if you steal money, you steal money, buddy, right there. It's the world we live in. I'm glad I grew up in the era I did where there's no paranoid everything. Now, you can't spank your kids because it's torture. It's wrong. It's evil. I mean, half the stuff we did as kids now would be, well, see, that's traumatic for children. You can't do that. You should be locked. I mean, half the stuff my parents did to me, hell, I'd be locked up. They'd be locked up if leaving me in the car when they went into Kmart. How dare you? How dare you spank your kid? That's torture. That's what we live in. I mean, I'd be afraid that if I had a birthday party for kids, if I had kids, I'd be like, okay, here's the waiver. You need to sign, you need to have your parents sign this saying that we're not liable if anything happens to your kid while it's at our house, because, you know. Well, you lit birthday candles, and my son thought the house was going to catch fire, and he's traumatized now, and he's going to need therapy and help. And then when he blew out the candles, your son blew out the candles, he had to breathe in all that smoke, and he didn't have a mask on or anything. Shit, when I was a kid, man.
You should have talked about the new trade deal and how great that is.
Oh, it is a great deal, the new trade deal. Yeah, we actually got a trade deal, because I was talking about the USMCA trade deal that's actually going to make it so that when products come into this country through Mexico and Canada, they get taxed.
And they have to be so much percentage and stuff. Yeah, it's a great deal all along.
Yeah, it's a great deal for everybody, not just one country wins. Not just, hey, well, if you send jobs overseas, we're going to, you know. Well, at some point, you're going to get to the point in the world where Mexico is not going to be a cheap labor anymore. You're not going to ship it down there and get $5 an hour or $5 a week. No. But it's a great trade deal all around for Canada, for the United States. That way, when stuff comes in here, we're going to get revenue. They're going to be taxed. It's a win-win for everybody, but except for liberals, because they can't. I just want somebody to say, "Hey, I was wrong. Trump is great." One person to say that. That's it. I mean, you heard about it. I mean, like with Kavanaugh, from day one, we're going to find something on him. We will, I guarantee you, I will go to the ends of the earth to ensure that he is not nominated. I will make sure that never happens. Trump should have, when he announced it, when liberals started to say that, he should have said, well, oh, that was just a joke. My actual nominee for Supreme Court is Hillary Clinton. Just to see what they say. He should have done like Hillary Clinton as like his nominee for Supreme Court just to see what the liberals would have said. Just to get their reaction. No, I was just kidding. I'm not Hillary Clinton. You kidding me? That bozo? But. Wow. Okay, folks. Now on to. I'm working like 14 hours yesterday, 14 hours tomorrow, like 9 hours today. And at least during the day, I got to listen to some of the United Stand and the Champions League. And, you know, as you know, United took on Valencia today. And if you don't, if you haven't heard by now, we drew 0-0. And I said we'd either draw or lose. And I said, win, lose, or draw, we're going to keep Mourinho. I don't know what it's going to take for them to even get rid of him. I think they're going to have to mathematically not be eligible for the UEFA Champions League. That's the worst start in United history. It's like, but here's the problem we have, folks. Okay. As we get into the Premier League, Champions League, the Manchester United European football portion of the program that I do at the last about 10 minutes or so. The problem we're dealing with here is, okay, let's say you get in. Let's say, I mean, we got rebuilding to do. I wonder if they didn't spend any money, because if we spend money and Jose Mourinho doesn't turn the team around, then we spent all this money getting players that he wanted. That, okay, now let's say we get a Pochettino. Let's say we get a Zidane. Are we going to sit there and have to go, okay, like there's six players that we just acquired that I don't want, that they're going to, you know, are we going to have to try to sell six players we just got because Zidane or Pochettino doesn't want them? Or an Antonio Conte wouldn't want them and want to bring in his own players? And they say, well, even if he wins the title, well, he's probably not going to stay, so we might as well not buy anybody. That way we're not having to try to clean house with all these players that Mourinho brought in that maybe this new manager doesn't want. Because even if you get Zidane in there, I would take Pochettino. But let's say, or Zidane, but if you take one of them, you're going to have some rough times until they get adjusted to the Premier League, you know, with Zidane. And they're going to have a learning curve. And who do they have, and getting people to a new system? And it may take them a while for them to turn the club around, but I think it would happen. They have motivation. Zidane is garnered as one of the best players in football history, and he garners respect. But he respect, like, hey, I give you respect, you give me respect. And I think that United, Jose has lost it. The players don't respect him. I mean, there's some people say that, like, I kind of believe that they're just half-assed playing. Some people say that no, they're doing their best, but hey, like Jose wants, and like I think maybe if we took a Pochettino.
I have a question.
Yeah.
What if they played the style they wanted to, if all of them did, and won, and they basically screwed Jose? Said, look, we don't care what you say. This is what we're doing on the field.
And then he could say, okay, well, then I'm taking you off the team.
What if all of them did?
Yeah, then he would, okay, then I'll take, then if you're going to disobey what I'm doing, then he would sit them down.
All the players, who would he play? They wouldn't be a team.
There'd be 20, they have 25 to choose from.
If all of them did.
And I basically feel that's what Pogba said when he came out and basically said, hey, this is the style of football I want to play, but Jose Mourinho won't, and we're doing what the manager says. You know, I've never really heard of a team that says, screw what the manager wants, how he wants to set us up. Let's set us up the way we want to.
Well, when it's losing like that.
Yeah. I think
something
has to happen. Yeah, they got to do, something's got to happen. But I think if you get like a Pochettino in there or a Zidane, they're going to have a learning curve. It's not just going to be a poof fix, but I think the sooner that happens, the sooner because we're going to eventually be at a point of no return where, okay, now not only do we have the learning curve, we're going to have to go even further. You know, okay, like we're in 10th, now we're going to have to start from 16th. From 10th. So what if it's going to cost $12 million to get rid of Mourinho? If you really didn't spend money on the players like I think now, because, okay, and at the end of the season, no matter win, lose, or draw, if he gets a title or not, he's probably going to leave anyways, you're thinking. So why spend money on players that a new manager may or may not want? You know, I don't know. It just frustrates us because it's like, okay, I feel like it's back. I mean, they played horrible today, in my opinion. I mean, you would never expect, you would probably collapse and have a heart attack and die if you saw Alex Ferguson's team play like Jose's did today. there was like Latin was, but it's one of those things that as you look at the club, we need an identity. We need an identity, and I want to get someone. I want to be successful, no matter who's at the helm. But I want to see, at the same time, club. I want to see a manager soon. If Jose should be gone, and he should be replaced ASAP, so that we're not okay. Now we're in 16th, and we're having someone that's having. Got about 60 seconds left in the program, but you know, I want to have a manager that steps up. You know, because I don't want to be in 16th place or 17th place or 14th place and have to try to turn the club around. I want to have it turn around now. We're not getting any better. It's not like we've won 30 games in a row. We're going this back and forth where it's draws and draws, and it's just frustrating. But I want to thank you so much for tuning into the program that I hope you feel a part of. And remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. We don't have a show on Thursday, so I'll see you next Tuesday. Have a great weekend. Good night, and God bless. Goodbye.